Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A grand jury in Virginia has indicted 7 sheriff's deputies and 3 hospital staff members of second-degree murder in the death of Irvo Otieno at Central State Hospital in Petersburg, Virginia, on March 6th. Surveillance video of the hospital obtained by The Washington Post reveals the deputies and medical staff piling onto Otieno for several minutes, trying to restrain him. It is difficult to see Otieno in the video, and there is no audio. Dinwiddie County Commonwealth's attorney Ann Cable Baskerville alleges Otieno died of asphyxiation. Schools are closed in the nation's second-largest school district. Los Angeles Unified Support Staff, including bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and instructional aides, are on strike after union negotiations with the district stalled. Kaylee Wells of member station KCRW has this report from one of the picket lines.
School workers braved California's latest storm to demand higher wages. The school district says it's presented an historic offer, but the union won't negotiate. Many school staff members in expensive Los Angeles say they live below the poverty line. Charles Harrell is a special ed assistant at Fairfax High School.
I'm taking on a second job, which takes away from my main job. So that's been difficult. I've had to go ahead and move in with my brother.
Teachers have walked off the job in solidarity, forcing the school district to close schools until the 3-day strike is over. For NPR News, I'm Kaylee Wells in Los Angeles.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may be overestimating the number of people who've received COVID-19 shots. NPR's Rob Stein has details from a new report by a consortium of academic researchers.
Researchers at Northeastern, Harvard, Northwestern, and Rutgers universities surveyed more than 25,000 adults. And in a report made available exclusively to NPR, the researchers found only 75% had gotten at least one shot. The CDC estimates 92% of U.S. adults have gotten at least one shot. The researchers say their discrepancy is the result of the CDC counting some second or third shots as first shots. The new report also finds vaccinations have plateaued, whereas the CDC shows a continued increase. Rob Stein, NPR News.
President Biden's announcing new actions to conserve and restore lands and waters across the United States.
To restore the protections and status the previous administration rolled back and Bears Ears National Monument. The Grand Staircase Escalante. The Northeast Canyons and Seamount of the Marine Monument.
President also directing the Secretary of Commerce to consider exercising her authority to protect all U.S. waters around the Pacific remote islands. It's NPR News. The United Nations says that violence and lawlessness continue unabated in Haiti. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the UN's Human Rights Agency finds 531 people have been killed since the beginning of the year.
UN Human Rights Agency spokesperson Marta Hurtado says at least 160,000 people have had to flee homes in this year alone.
Clashes between gangs are becoming more violent and more frequent.
Hurtado says the gangs are trying to expand their territory, so they're attacking civilians living in areas controlled by rivals. The UN says gangs are using sexual violence to subjugate and punish the population, and nearly half of Haitians don't have enough to eat. The de facto government of Haiti has asked the international community for help, but there has been a deadlock with no one, not the US, not Canada, not France, willing to lead a military force into Haiti. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Another person's been sentenced today for taking part in deadly and destructive pro-Trump riots at the U.S. Capitol in 2021. Jeffrey Sills of Mechanicsville, Virginia, has been ordered to serve more than 4 years in prison. Authorities say he assaulted police with a stolen baton. They say he also used a flashing strobe light to disorient officers as they were trying to defend the Capitol building, where members of Congress had been working to certify the results of the 2020 election. This hour, U.S. stocks trading higher. The S&P is up more than 1%. The NASDAQ has risen 1.3%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.75%. You're listening to NPR News.